Welcome to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/newsletter. In this issue, crowdsourcing capital and other alternative resources for businesses who need the money that banks just won't let go. How funds were raised for Fairphone, the first environmentally sound smartphone, and, coming soon, social media movie watching, full-length feature films at a desktop near you. Alone in a crowd. Being a small business looking for finance can feel like wandering through the desert searching for an oasis. You might find relief, but there's no guarantee you will, and things can begin to feel a bit desperate. The bank's business loan advertisements appear like mirages. As soon as you go to fill out the application, the computer says no and the offer vanishes. Promised alternatives don't always materialise either. It's been a year since Nick Clegg said he was ready to help businesses bypass banks that were refusing to issue loans by setting up dating agencies to match entrepreneurs needing cash with rich backers who have funds to spare. This newsletter reported on the full list of crowdsourced finance opportunities and other money-winning alternatives in two articles last summer, and New Business UK magazine provides a supplement this year recommending crowdfunding, raising finance via a group of individual investors who put in small amounts to create one big pot, as a solution for any cash-strapped company with a business idea that's capable of attracting funds. At worst, says New Business, the process can be a great marketing tool, boosting brand awareness among a curious audience and providing a way to test your new product ideas. If no money comes in, you can regroup and decide if the problem was with your pitch or your product. If money does begin to arrive, you'll have some pretty strong confirmation that your business plans are set for success. For more details, see newbusiness.co.uk. Crowdsource your capital. Internationally, the best-known crowdfunding site is Kickstarter.com, where several, mostly US-based, startups have already raised millions. In the UK, with half a dozen crowdfunding sites up and running, including the best-known, Crowdcube.com, the FSA reminds investors that there are risks and warns that high returns are rare. But the regulator does allow that crowdfunding can be suitable for some sophisticated investors, and notes that one site, Seeders.com, has gained FSA approval. The iBusiness Angel website has a page of crowdfunding sites that includes details of the other British providers, and has added two new sections covering what it prefers to call equity crowdfunding and peer-to-peer lending. Read more at ibusinessangel.com/crowdfunding-websites. Startup School. Doug Richard, one of the original Dragons from Dragon's Den, is the acting frontman at a government-sponsored series of events aimed at small and medium-sized businesses that offer attendees a fresh perspective on raising and investing money. With Jeff Lynn, CEO and founder of Seeders, and other business speakers, the entrepreneur has been visiting locations across the UK to promote the government's Seed Enterprise Investment Scheme, SEIS. As well as advice on how businesses can raise money without banks, the event's website offers a list of recommended UK-based alternative business funding providers that includes Ratesetter.com and FundingCircle.com. For more details, see seis.co.uk. Backable banking. Paul Moore, the only insider to warn outsiders about reckless lending at HBOS, has teamed up with a former Royal Bank of Scotland banker to launch a peer-to-peer lending service for small companies. Mr. Moore, who was sacked as head of group regulatory risk at HBOS in 2004 after warning that the bank was taking excessive risks, has taken a job as chairman of Assets SME Capital. As well as a website that directly links savers to small businesses seeking loans, the company promises experienced relationship managers to work with borrowers. Small businesses taking loans can expect to pay between 8 and 15%, with assets taking 1.5% and the rest going to savers. Assets seem to have a sufficiency of big investors on board, but is still looking for retail savers. For more information, see assetscapital.co.uk. Fair Trade Phone. Fairphone, the first environmentally sound smartphone, has gathered all the support and financing it needs to go into production. After a crowdfunding campaign that lasted less than a month, the Dutch non-profit startup Fairphone has passed its goal of 5,000 prepaid advance orders and is promising to start deliveries in October. The company is producing an ethical high-end smartphone with a commitment to making its environmental footprint as small as possible and will be green monitoring the entire manufacturing process, beginning with sourcing and mining the cobalt and copper ores, all the way through to final assembly, where the focus will be on making sure that the workers are treated fairly. The phone specs include a quad-core 1.2 GHz CPU running Android Jelly Bean, a 960 by 540 pixel touchscreen, and dual 8 and 1.3 megapixel cameras. Check out fairphone.com. One-page websites. Single-page web design is looking like a trend, and it's popular with consumers. Navigating around websites with multiple sections can be frustrating, especially when the content on every other page adds up to merely a few lines of text. This is where the inspired idea of single-page design comes in. Rather than splitting a section's content over multiple pages, a section instead has only one page, which is split horizontally into content areas. Clever use of anchors ensures users can easily navigate around. Read more at websitemagazine.com. The Social Media Channel. Coming soon, social media movie watching. This future attraction home cinema experience is almost ready to roll out, and anyone avoiding high-fee satellite TV or growing tired of enduring ever higher cinema prices will be putting out the welcome rug. As snagfilms.com in beta time of writing and other startups begin implementing the new phenomenon, they could also be signalling the end of YouTube's cinematic dominance. Snag Films already has more than 4 million viewers who have watched thousands of independent films on its web and mobile properties. Today, the new Snag Films website is designed to get even more people on the platform and enjoying some joined-up watching and sharing. According to TechCrunch, socially watching these movies in tandem or large groups will evolve into the next wave of internet impossibilities made possible, thanks to programmers, inventors, and go-getters working tirelessly to make our television, movie, and general theatrical experience more shareable. Check out snagfilms.com. Google through the looking glass. Officials from seven countries have been questioning Google about growing privacy concerns relating to its Glass project after Google's chief executive, Larry Page, volunteered his first public comments on the issue. The queries from Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, Israel, Switzerland, and the Netherlands followed members of the US Congress raising similar questions about privacy in May. Glass, which is a hands-free device worn as a headset, is not yet available to the public. Tethered to a user's mobile phone and with much the same functionality, plus apps from news services, social networks, Google Maps and other providers, the gadget will send alerts and updates to a screen above the user or the wearer's right eye. But it's the unit's ability to take photographs and videos, turning thousands of users into what critics describe as an uncontrollable plague of paparazzi, that worries most objectors. Google chief Larry Page said that many people already carried cell phone cameras everywhere they go, and that Glass was no different. People worry about a lot of things that, when we use the products, don't turn out to be an actual concern, he added. Read more at bits.blogs.nytimes.com. Dual-screen wallpaper. Most people sitting in front of desktop PCs are limited to one monitor, But although the popularity of dual, triple and multiple screens peaked several years ago, they can still be seen in offices up and down the country. For several screen watchers and multiplex wannabes everywhere, there is now a specific niche website that specialises in wallpapers for all kinds of suitable screen resolutions, including 2560 by 1024, 1920 by 1600, 1680 by 1050, and others. Check out dualscreenwallpaper.com. Hubble Space Telescope Wallpapers. If you're looking for an out-of-this-world wallpaper, the Hubble Space Telescope website is the location to investigate. An obvious favourite with astronomers, the site for the renowned Hubble Space Telescope has been a great success for NASA since its launch in 1990. Hubble is used to create images from the universe's visible light, free from the distortion caused by the Earth's atmosphere. The website has a wondrous assortment of mostly high-resolution wallpapers that you can grab, all collected by the telescope itself. There are pictures of planets, other galaxies, nebulae, and many more heavenly bodies. You can borrow pictures too. All the images can be embedded into other websites. Check out hubblesite.org/gallery/wallpaper. Search Engine of the Month. If you like a change of scene and would prefer to adorn your desktop screen with different wallpapers from time to time, take a look at BotPaper. It's a wallpaper search engine that lets you instantly search and find free wallpapers from across the internet. You don't have to visit separate wallpaper sites one by one to find your perfect wallpaper. Nor will you have to search Google for wallpapers or run into sites that require registration or force you to download software. With BotPaper, you simply search, filter, and then proceed to download. It has a clean interface and most of the time stays out of the way. Check out botpaper.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.